Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Dandi Rams and You Take Care of Me. It takes us to the bottom of the hour. Very good afternoon to you if you've just joined in listening to Monday's edition of Spectrum with myself, Lukom Kwedi Phuthi. Told you, and am I not about to deliver on my promise? Because, listen, it is that time of the year. It is Mandela Day is coming up very soon, and so we're gearing up to go do all the good works. And like I said, on air today with me from Oasis Haven is Qondani Chuma. Good afternoon, Qondani, and welcome.
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Welcome. I must say, it's really, really a buzzing time in South Africa. Actually, I found out that there was even one person, I can't remember what station I was listening to driving my kids to school, and somebody had actually come all the way from the States for some project for Mandela Day, and I'm like, this is a big deal. Really is a big deal.
Hectic. Thank you for having me on. And yeah, it's actually quite an exciting time because there's a lot of, buzz in the air to do good in the communities.
Yep.
So that's always something we encourage as an NPO ourselves. So yeah, we're looking forward to the week ahead.
I think let's start here, Qondani, before we get into our conversation. A brief introduction. I did say, Qondani Chuma, who are you? Who are you to Oasis Haven? And who exactly is Oasis Haven? Because we want you to introduce yourself to us.
Okay. So my name is Qondani Chuma. I am the fundraising manager at Oasis Haven, which simply means that I have to find the money to keep us running. quite a tall task, but I'm fortunate enough to be supported by our managing director and the board of directors. And together we, take on this huge challenge of supporting the 20 children in our care.
Sure.
We have two homes with 10 children in each. And the reason our numbers are at 20 is simply to guarantee the quality of care we provide to each child.
I truly understand.
Yes. So long and short is that we're a child and youth care center, and we basically take care of the children's needs holistically. So we're talking therapy, their physical needs, their emotional needs, and their educational needs.
Wow. I must say that's really a great initiative. So let's start here, Qondani. Why don't feel good giving always meet the real day-to-day needs of NPOs like Oasis Haven?
So for me, feel good giving focuses on, stuff that may look good on Instagram or social media.
True.
But that doesn't really have a big impact on the organization being supported. I'll give you two examples. One that's directed at individuals. So we tend to get a lot of phone calls from people saying we would like to have a birthday with the children, which is a very sweet sentiment, I must say.
Yep.
But it also shows a bit of a lack of understanding of the field we work in, because these are children with trauma, and them being around that many people that they don't know brings about all sorts of feelings for them.
Wow.
On the other hand, a recent story, I won't mention any names, but there's an NPO that supported children as well, and they were fortunate enough to get gifted a revamp for their kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen looked good, but a few months later they closed down.
Sure.
It showed a significant misunderstanding in the challenges they were facing. And, who knows if that money was directed towards their financial struggles, they may. So I would say feel good giving is basically giving with minimal impact on the organization's mission. Yeah.
Sure. I feel like, Qondani, you're challenging us to say, why am I giving and what's the need that I'm looking at? Because, I mean, it comes from a good place, but at the same time, like you're saying, the example you just made of the home, it didn't necessarily benefit them much in that it was only for that moment, but it couldn't keep their doors open.
Yes. So ultimately, as givers, you also have a responsibility to do due diligence, right? And so you also need to think, you know, resource management. So if you are passing on your hard-earned resources to an organization, what are these resources actually going towards? And does that actually impact your bottom line?
I think you're kind of prepping us leading to Friday to say, where should my mind be at? Let's talk about pressures. You know, what pressures are small NPOs currently facing right now, Kondani, especially in light of rising operational costs and donor fatigue?
So the pressures that come from that are quite hectic. I'll give you a few scenarios. So we have two homes, like I stated, and we own them outright. Mm-hmm. But we also have running costs, right? Keeping these homes functioning costs money. So our running costs for both homes, this is just City of Johannesburg bills, costs between 40 and 50,000 rand.
What?
Exactly, yes.
Sure.
So it's 20 children. We also have staff who live with them. So we have to make sure that, you know, electricity is on, water is running, and everything around that. And this excludes food. This excludes salaries. This excludes transport. This is just City of Johannesburg. So the pressures that come from us not being able to access funding are that we eventually have to then start looking at cost-cutting measures, which then has a negative impact on the children ultimately. So it's something that we definitely fight to avoid. But in a scenario where the economy is kind of looking down and there's a lot of donor fatigue, which also comes from the economic crunch, you then need to look at other measures to remain afloat.
Sure.
Which always aren't best, but at this point, yeah, what can you do but try to move on and have faith that things will come together?
I actually feel for you, Kondani, as you speak of these figures, because I'm like, you got a big job on your lap, having to make sure that these costs are covered as well. You have to make sure that you find those donors. Listen, yeah, strength to you. Now, tell me, Kondani, what does trauma-informed care for vulnerable children actually involve, and why is it so resource-intensive?
So I'm going to answer this using our context. So when a child comes into our care, the first thing we do is obviously have them assessed using professionals and different people who may be specialists in trauma. Right?
Okay.
And once we receive our assessment, we're then able to identify key areas that need to either be reversed or addressed going forward. And then from there, we implement a strategy around this particular child that will benefit them in the long term. So a simple example of that would be most of the children that come into our care have learning challenges.
Okay.
Right. So we actually get a lot of pushback from donors about this, but it's for the best interests of the child. So as the child comes into our care, we need to send them to school. Right? Mm-hmm. Some of the children come to us having not had any formal education or not being able to read and write maybe at the age of 8, 9, right? So sending them to a normal government school wouldn't be beneficial because they're just strong in all of that pressure. So we then implement a strategy where we find an education system that would benefit them. But this then means it costs more money ultimately to do that. And we implement this in terms of anything, really. Some of our children have physical disabilities. So that means we then have to, you know, walk them through the process of getting the physical therapy they need and whatever tools that can aid them in their journey.
True.
Yes. So ultimately, I'd say the expense comes within tailoring the care for the specific child.
Which makes sense, I must say. So what are four simple but impactful ways that individuals and businesses can actually support Oasis Haven this Mandela Day? What can we do?
So, okay, now that you've given me the platform, thank you.
This is your area of expertise, Qondani. Take it away.
Okay. So the first thing that individuals and companies can do is look to sponsor a child on our debit order form, which is on our website. This is a 200 Rand a month donation that you would be making towards the specific needs of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And obviously 200 Rand doesn't cover the costs of a child. True. But every little bit helps. As the popular African adage says, it takes a village to raise a child. So the more of us that can give towards that, the better. The second would be on our website. We also have a needs list, which basically is an outline of all the basic grocery items that we use in each home.
Mm-hmm.
Buying from this list and donating to us literally impacts our bottom line, simply because it means we don't have to go and spend cash on this. It's something we have in stock. The third way is to make contributions towards our operational costs. I spoke about our City of Johannesburg bill.
The huge bill.
Which is quite high.
Yes, the huge one.
We're happy to make our account details available. Any amount towards that would be immensely appreciated from our side. And then lastly, I would encourage companies to run internal fundraising campaigns as departments or as a wider group. This could be for donations in kind, like food or blankets or clothes, and or something monetary, which would obviously help us tackle some of these operational costs. So those would be the four most impactful ways to give. There's other ways in which you can give, which is coming to help us by cleaning our gardens, which would be much appreciated as well. And there's a few paint jobs that need to be done. So,
so show up on Mandela Day now. Lastly, Qondani, how can South Africans make more intentional long-term commitments to supporting NPOs beyond just Mandela Day? Because the need is ongoing, realistically speaking. It's not just a one-day thing.
Yes. So the first thing I'd say is you need to first identify a cause you're passionate about. This could be orphan children, animals, taking care of the elderly. It could be any cause that really pulls your heartstrings. And then secondly, the second point would be to find an organization in your area or close to your area that does the work that you're passionate about. And then the third would be to do your due diligence, go visit the place, have a meeting with them, find out what you can do to help their cause in the long term. And then lastly, go ahead and implement some change.
Oh, man. Qondani, I think I wouldn't be doing justice if I didn't get your details once again, websites and anywhere else. Because look, an interview takes a good 15 minutes. And once you're gone, we're like, where do I get the contact? How do I reach out? So please fill us in on that once again.
Okay, so we are opening our doors on Mandela Day to the public, so you can visit us at 54 Winston Avenue, Robin Hills, which is in the Randburg area. Alternatively, you can visit our website, that's www.oasishaven.org, or you can email us on info@oasishaven.org.
I must say, when you said email us, I thought one of the simplest things companies can ever do is that info email address. even if you didn't get everything else, come on. There's no way you're going to forget info@oasishaven.
And trust me, we are staring at that info email. So nothing slips into the cracks.
I'm glad. Qondani, thank you so much. And have a lovely day further.
Same to you. Thank you so much. And thank you to the listeners.
That inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the Broadcasting Code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Tune in and be blessed. Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.